Good evening. Tonight on Global Crossfire, Germany slams the door on foreign investment, economic security, or Western protectionism. I'm joined tonight by Dr. Sarah Mitchell, senior policy analyst from Washington, D.C., Professor Katarina Novick, Eastern Europe expert at the London Global Policy Institute, Dr. Dmitry Volkov, geopolitics expert at Moscow's Volga State Institute, and Dr. Amara Okonkwo, development policy expert, joining us from Nairobi. Dr. Mitchell, Germany just tightened foreign investment rules, particularly targeting Chinese investors in critical sectors. Your opening take.
This is overdue common sense, not protectionism. Germany watched China acquire strategic assets for decades while Beijing blocked reciprocal access. We're talking about critical infrastructure, semiconductor technology, defense-related sectors. When authoritarian regimes weaponize economic dependence, democracies must protect themselves. The EU finally learned from America's playbook: screening investments isn't discrimination, it's survival in an era where economics and security are inseparable.
Dr. Volkov, she's calling this survival. Your response to Mitchell's argument?
Classic Western hypocrisy masquerading as security concerns. For decades, the West preached free markets and open investment until non-Western nations became competitive. Now suddenly Chinese efficiency threatens German engineering pride, so they changed the rules. This isn't about security, it's about maintaining technological hegemony. Germany built its economy on global integration, but when others succeed using the same playbook, they cry national security, pure economic nationalism.
But Dr. Volkov, aren't you ignoring the reality that China itself restricts foreign investment? How is Germany's response illegitimate when Beijing does exactly the same thing?
China never pretended to champion unrestricted free markets globally while protecting its own. The West spent decades lecturing the world about open economies, then abandons these principles when convenient. That's the difference, intellectual honesty versus selective application of rules.
Professor Novick, you've watched this unfold across Europe. Where do you come down on this debate?
Both perspectives miss the European reality. We've lived with Russian energy dependence and Chinese infrastructure investments and learned painful lessons. Germany's new rules aren't about ideology. They're about avoiding strategic vulnerabilities. When Putin cuts gas or Beijing threatens Taiwan, economic integration becomes economic warfare. Europe needs selective decoupling from authoritarian powers while maintaining openness with democratic partners. It's strategic differentiation, not blanket protectionism.
Dr. Okonkwo, what does this debate look like from Nairobi? How do developing nations view these Western investment controls?
Frankly, it looks like rich countries changing rules when they lose their monopoly. The Global South never had the luxury of choosing investors based on ideology. We needed capital, period. Now Western nations discover economic security precisely when Chinese investment offers us alternatives to Washington consensus conditions. If Germany can screen investments for national interests, why shouldn't African nations do the same with Western extractive industries or predatory lending?
Dr. Mitchell, Dr. Okonkwo just called this Western hypocrisy, rich countries changing rules when they lose advantage. How do you respond?
That completely misses the governance difference, Amara. Western investment comes with transparency, labor standards, environmental protections. Chinese state-directed investment comes with debt traps, surveillance technology, and political strings attached.
Sarah, that's exactly the paternalistic attitude we reject. Western investment is virtuous, Chinese investment is predatory, according to who? African leaders can evaluate our own interests without Washington's moral lectures.
When those same African leaders privately complain about Chinese debt burdens and labor practices, maybe the lectures aren't so misplaced. We're talking about documented patterns, not prejudice.
Time for rapid fire, one pointed question each. Dr. Volkov, will Russia retaliate against German companies in response to these new investment controls?
Russia's already diversifying away from unreliable Western partners. German car manufacturers and industrial firms will lose access to Eurasian markets. Their loss, our opportunity.
Professor Novick, are these German rules tough enough, or should Europe go further in screening foreign investment?
They're a good start, but EU coordination is essential. National approaches create loopholes blocked in Germany, approved in Hungary. We need unified European standards.
Dr. Okonkwo, should developing nations implement similar investment screening mechanisms to protect their own strategic interests?
Absolutely. If Germany can protect its semiconductor industry, Nigeria can protect its telecommunications sector. Sovereignty applies equally, regardless of GDP per capita.
Dr. Mitchell, final word. Is this the end of economic globalization as we knew it?
No, it's the evolution towards selective integration. Trade and investment continue, but democracies will prioritize partnerships with like-minded nations. Security-conscious globalization.
Closing statements, 30 seconds each, Dr. Mitchell.
Germany's new rules represent democratic nations finally learning to protect themselves. Economic integration without security safeguards is national suicide in today's world.
Europe must balance openness with strategic autonomy. These measures aren't perfect, but they're necessary given authoritarian states' weaponization of economic dependence.
The West's retreat into economic nationalism, while preaching free markets elsewhere, exposes their fundamental hypocrisy. The multipolar world will root around these barriers.
If sovereignty includes investment screening, that principle applies universally. The Global South will remember this precedent when evaluating our own economic partnerships.
Germany's investment controls reflect broader tensions between economic security and global integration. Tomorrow night, climate finance showdown at COP, who pays for developing world's green transition. Join us then on Global Crossfire.